Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 151. We are talking about how people fail in their business because of the one thing that they lack doing. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money doing what you love online. Let's begin.
I don't know what happened, but I am back on live. Happy Wednesday, y'all. Today we are talking about why people fail in growing their business. You know, a lot of people actually start businesses easily, but when it comes to actually sustaining their business and having growth in their business and really duplicating their efforts for profitability, they fail. And we're going to talk about why that is. So if you guys don't know me, my name is Maria Henderson. I am a business spiritual coach, a spiritual business coach, whichever one comes first to you. I don't care as long as you keep them together, because that is what I do. I focus on business profitability, putting in, you know, strategies that work for bringing in clients and having sustainability while also working on your spiritual healing. Really understanding your energetic blocks, creating more money, and what happens when you are faced with needing to create more and what you have to work around and what you need to release as you grow. So those two are the biggest aspects of working with my clients. But today we're going to focus on the topic of why people fail in growing their business. Why do people fail in growing their business? So, you know, I've worked with many clients and I am able to see who succeed in my programs and who don't. Okay. I can see the common characteristics of the person that don't succeed in my programs. I also see the common characteristics of the person who excel and really dive into the methods and the strategies and really lean into whatever fears that come up, and then also receive coaching through that. You know, throughout the many clients I have helped in their business, I am able to look at the data and literally take a look at who can really do well in my programs. Who are the people that I can see by just talking to them, by seeing how they move in social media, either the consistency or inconsistency, whether they keep their word or not, whether they, you know, show up even though they don't feel like it. These are characteristics that I take note of when I have clients that want to work with me, when I have prospects that come to me. So really, when people start a business and they really want to go into working for themselves, in the beginning of all of it, we are learning how to apply ourselves. We're learning how to apply ourselves beyond having someone else be at our shoulder telling us what to do, giving us instruction. We actually have to go learn the skill to actually grow our business. And we have to also learn to be self-starters. If you're not a self-starter, you're going to find yourself kind of giving yourself reasons as to why you're not going to do the thing. If you're not just an initiator, if you're not that go-getter every single day. If you rely on your negativity or not negativity, but if you rely on your emotions to motivate you to go do the thing, that means your actions are going to be weak. Because if we rely on our emotions are flighty. You know, one day you could feel super on fire. The next day you could be super drained energetically. Right? So if we rely on our emotions to actually push us to our goal, we're not going to reach our goal. And that's why they say have a strong why, right? Have a strong why as to why you do the thing, so that when you are faced with not feeling like doing the thing, your why pushes you forward into that thing, pushes you into action. And, you know, there's a lot of things to think about when it comes to starting a business. Am I capable of doing the thing? What do I need to learn? What kind of financial investment does this require of me? What kind of time does this take? How quickly can I make money back? That's probably one of the most important things. But most on top of making money back, you want to take a look at what is the strategy I'm going to implement. And a lot of people don't necessarily know the strategy yet. And it's different for each business owner. It's also different for your style. You have a different style of conveying message. You have a different way of communicating. And in that unique style of yours, you get to learn how to show up. You get to learn in your unique you, how do you show up in a way where it's authentic to you? You're not copying somebody else. You're actually sourcing your own power, your own inner person, that beautiful, victorious person inside of you that, you know, I think a lot of people kind of hide. But when you own and run your business, you actually have that opportunity to share it. You have the opportunity to shine light on that inner power. And in that inner power, you attract the people that love and appreciate who you are because of, I was literally just taking a break asking myself the strategy question. Yeah. So, you know, the uniqueness that we have, some of us actually own it. Some of us actually are not comfortable with owning it. And then we copy somebody else's ways. And this, guys, dilutes your ability to stand out in your market. So anybody who feels like, you know, I am too weird to come out with my weirdness, you actually should. And that's probably what's going to catapult you to have success, because you're owning your weirdness, right? Your weirdness is actually the beauty of who you are and how you portray yourself to be different in the marketplace. So it's very important to own that. But back to strategy. So why do people fail? Because people don't follow through with one strategy for a long period of time. That is the only reason why people fail. They will try a strategy for a month and then move on to the next strategy. Or they'll get, you know, they'll feel like Superwoman or Superman and try to do like three strategies at one time, right? Or two. And then see which one is more successful. But in that, you are diluting your attention, your focus, and it's almost like you're asking the universe to help you, but it doesn't know where to put its energy towards because you have too many things going on. So when a lot of people, even me in the beginning, I wasn't sure, hey there, how are you? I wasn't sure the strategy I wanted to implement. You know, I didn't know either. Like, well, there's so many things that people tell us to do. Grow an email list. Grow your Instagram or Facebook. Actually, grow your Facebook group. Like, there's so many. Start a YouTube channel, right? So many little methods. Get on TikTok. Like, so many things you have to do to kind of be on top of everything. There's just so many things. And if you don't know, you know, if you don't have a strong, even like person in your corner to kind of help you, you are going to try everything and you're not going to get anywhere, right? So for me in the beginning, I did try everything. I've even joined so many different programs. None of them worked for me. None of them worked, guys. None of them worked. And the reason why none of them worked, and I'm going to tell you the reason. I'm going to be very vulnerable with you guys as to why it didn't work. It didn't work for me because the moment we had to sell, the moment we came to the part of the program where it's like, all right, Maria, you got to sell, I froze. I'm like, man, I cannot get away from this selling thing. Here we are again with the sales. I got to sell myself, right? And anytime I had to get to that selling point, I was like, out. I knew this wasn't going to work. I knew it. I knew it was going to be hard. I knew it, right? How many of you guys fear sales? How many of you guys fear sales? Please share with me. Do you guys fear sales, and do you guys feel that way anytime it comes up to the point of going into a program, you know, getting your content creation, creating your program, creating the curriculum, whatever, whatever, creating the slides, and then next thing you know, you actually have to sell. When you get to that point, how excited are you? Or how nervous are you? And how much are you willing to actually just go all in, or are you just going to quit? Well, me, I was like, I'm not doing that. I don't know how to do that. I don't need to do that. These other people don't do it. So why do I? Really, in reality, they are doing it. They just do it more natural. Like, there's a natural flow. We don't necessarily know exactly how the pitch is going to happen. It's just somehow we're there in front of them and we're left with a decision to make. Either we buy or we don't, right? We kind of look at them like they're gods, like, oh my God, how did they do that? How can we do that? But here's an opportunity for me to grow, and I didn't take it. Instead, I dipped out. I charged it up to another program that didn't work for me, right? Another thing that failed, and another reason as to why I have to keep working my day job. And at the time, I was working for a business coaching company, hence why now I'm a business coach. But, you know, when I was working for the business coaching company, I felt a really strong, like, there was anger building up inside of me, this anger of, why am I still working for someone else? Like, an angry, I was sitting at my desk. I had the department like to the left of me, right? Because I was at a wall. So everyone would be to the left of me, and I would hear them chit-chatting about whatever the fuck I don't give a fuck about. Anger. Like, sitting here like angry. Another program failed. My attempt to be an entrepreneur failed. Angry at myself. Angry that I was sitting here living the dream, living my boss's dream, right? I'm literally working for my boss and living out his dream. And I couldn't even do that for myself. So this anger really pushed me to do the scary shit. The anger, the fiery energy. It really, really started building up when I became a mom, because I saw that my kids were getting older really fast, walking, talking, peeing and all on their own, peeing and pooping all on their own, and I wasn't there. My husband was the one helping with the kids while I was at work. And that anger got stronger as my kids got older, right? I really wanted to be with my kids all the time, like, be the one who wakes up with them, be the one to put them down, be the one to feed them, be the one to take them to the park, be in PTO meetings, be in all of it. And that anger propelled me to get over my fear. And in that anger, I used it as fuel, right? I used it as fuel to do the hard stuff. So my question to you guys is, what are you using as fuel right now to go do the hard stuff that you feel like you don't want to do, you don't want to overcome because it's too hard? What are you currently using as fuel to get you past that? And if you don't have that yet, if you don't have a tank filled with either love and passion to do the thing you want, or maybe this eagerness to be with family, or this desire to work for yourself and no longer work for fucking somebody else, you get to check in with you and really get clear on what is the fuel that's gonna push you forward. What is it? Why people fail in business is because they don't have the thing that really sets them madly obsessed about achieving the goal. It's almost like they can tolerate working the 9-to-5. Well, it's easy. It's easy to do that. You know, it's really comfortable if you look at it, right? They give you enough to live off of, enough, just enough. They give you health benefits. You know, you get to be a part of an organization. Is that enough though? Is that really enough? In the world of possibility, guys, I'm a spiritual coach for a reason. In the world of possibility, in the universe, in this entire planet, is working for someone else enough? I think you guys know the answer here. It's not. Even if you get the most highest paying job, you're still clocking in for somebody else. You're still on someone else, underneath someone else's thumb. Come in at this time, do these things, complete these projects, adhere to these rules, appease these fucking clients over there, all of these people. That is not what we're made to do here. You know, as spiritual individuals experiencing a physical life, right? We are literally in these physical bodies to experience every single aspect of our life, that be experiencing love, joy, wealth, the growing pains of it, having the most that we want. You can't do that working for somebody else. You just can't. I'm sorry. If someone disagrees with me, let's go, because I don't believe you can. The moment you step into creating your business, the moment you actually step into your own inner power, the moment you step into the understanding of how to use the universal laws, law of attraction, law of vibration, how to create mindset shifts in your mind, affect the energetic frequency around you, so that when people come near you, watch your lives, watch you on your platforms, anywhere you're at, they are infected with possibility. They are infected with power. They are awakened because you have awakened, right? You don't stand in that by working with someone else. You just don't. My kids now see us, and my husband and I both run our own businesses, and they're constantly saying, "Hey mom, how do I become a boss?" I love it. We're driving. "Hey mom, how did you become a boss?" And I was like, "Well, I just wanted to help women, and I just did it." And they were like, "Really? We can just do that?" Like, yeah, if you really want to do it, you can totally do it. You just gotta sell something that people want. Oh, okay. You know, 7 and 5 years old, and we're infecting them with these amazing thought processes of how do you get to be your own boss? You know, hey, you can work for someone else, but you also have a chance to work for yourself, right? And I'm always reminding them, hey, you gotta look at what you love to do, and how can you turn that into a business? How can you turn that into a business? I love your diverse appearance. It's made up my mind. Mindset. It's a made up mind. Mindset. It is. It is a made up mind. It is a made up mind. And the level of commitment equals the made up mind you have. How committed are you? And you know, people who don't go deep into a strategy, they're afraid of going all in on one thing. It's almost like, "Hey, Lisa. Oh my God, Lisa. Thank you for being here." I feel so much better after that. Hence, that's why I'm on. But, you know, going deep into a strategy is all about asking yourself, how committed am I to growing my business? How committed am I? And those who diversify their strategies have commitment issues. Really, the thing behind that, behind the need to diversify your strategies, oh, let me grow my email list while I'm growing my Instagram, while I start a YouTube channel, while I grow my Facebook group. These different strategies show your lack of ability to commit and go deep into one. The moment you actually go deep into one, hey Jessica, the moment you go deep into one strategy, refine your systems in that one specific strategy, you actually start taking a look at what works and what doesn't work, right? You do it long enough, you're gonna see, I think the messaging is off and that's why people are not responding. I think this approach is a bit much and that's why people aren't responding. I think I need to go longer here and that's how come I might get some results. And in this refinement, you actually can take a look at the results. Right? Going deep into a strategy is powerful, you guys. Going deep into a strategy. So the reason why people fail in business is because they don't go deep enough in one strategy. One strategy. I had a client, she's still my client actually, and love her to death. She has been able to close $11,000 in her first 2 months with me because she went deep into one strategy. Deep into one strategy, not allowing any other noise outside to wave her doubt around, you know, having doubt in your mind, infecting you with worry. Will this really work? That fear. You know, I always like to tell my clients to keep your timeline clean. Keep the thing you consume mentally all superfoods. Because the moment you decide to take in junk food, things that don't align with your current state of mind, whether that be mentally, whether that be emotionally, even business-wise, you're going to start questioning your strategy. You're going to start questioning, should I try that way? Should I try this way? Let me try all three. And trying all three at one time is going to confuse the shit out of the source, out of universe, out of the law of attraction, out of permeating your energy with the one goal. It's going to dilute that focus. Okay, and there's a lot here that I think people overlook when it comes to the simplicity of following one set of rules for a long period of time. One set of rules for a long period of time. Right, Jessica, exactly. Focus on one thing. If you are looking to have more clients into your program, what is the one thing you can focus on and go deep on with lead acquisition? What's the one thing? Is it making more touch points with your prospect? Is it having more sales conversations? And how can you get these sales conversations going? Right? And if it's on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, which one can you focus on today for the rest of the year so you can master one platform? Do you see how just one love, one love really is the money, is where the bag is where the financial wealth comes from. Trying different things all at one time is gonna get you confused, you're gonna burn out, you're not gonna be happy. You know, you're gonna be like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what is this? Why am I wasting time? So, guys, focus on one thing. Decide today what that one thing is. Stick to it at least until the end of the year. It's August. So September, October, November, December, 4 months of going deep into one strategy and see what kind of results you can actually have. See what kind of results you can actually have. Okay. All right, you guys, that is it. I just wanted to jump on here and connect with you guys, send some love, some love, profits, and wealth your way. And let me know if you guys need any support or if you want to know what that one thing should be. Let me know. I can definitely support you in understanding what that looks like for each individual business, what kind of structure you currently have, and what is best for your structure, your current lifestyle, even your clientele. Thank you for those hearts. Love those hearts. All right, guys. Have a great day and talk to you guys soon.
If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.